This Chazar is Echanish Apach Ches Shagav Rebbe Yehudim Sechaz Vachem Daf Kuf Ches Mishnah Sarah B'Yosek Lili Oymeh Zakmar Rebbe answered on behalf of Rebbe Yosek Lili that the reason one is chayev when one shechs a carbon inside the Hazar and then offers it outside is because there was a period of kashrus for this carbon, whereas when he shechted it outside and offered it outside, he's potter because the carbon never had any kashrus to it because it was already shechted outside. Rabbi Elazar son of Rav Shimon answered on behalf of Rebbe Yosek Lili, the reason one is chayev when one shechs a carbon inside the Hazar and then offers it outside is because if it's taken out after the shechita and then brought back in and brought up onto Mizbeach, it would be offered and would not be taken down. However, if it was shechted outside, even if it was then brought inside and brought up on the Mizbeach, it would not be offered and would be taken down. What's the difference between the two answers? So Zairi said the difference would be a case where the shechita inside took place at night. This carbon would have no period of kashrus, but if it was brought up on the Mizbeach, it would not be taken down. Rabbi said the difference would be a case where the Kabbalah was done in a keli that was not a kli kodesh. And again, this carbon had no period of kashrus, but if it was brought up on the Mizbeach, it would not be taken down. Mishnah said, "Tamei she'achol bein kodesh v'chulu." The Rabbanim seemed to have posed a very strong question to Rabbi Yosi. After Rava said, if the person first became tamei and the meat of the carbon then became tamei, everyone would agree that he'd be chayiv for eating the meat because the tamei person eating kachem is chayiv karis. Machlekes is where the meat was first tamei and then the person became tamei. In this case, the meat was already also to be eaten as tamei kachem, which does not carry karis. The Rabbanim say that when the person becomes tamei, there is an iser koil, since he now becomes also to even eat Torah kachem, and the iser with karis even takes effect on tamei kachem as well. Rabbi Yosi Agli does not agree with the principle of iser koil, and therefore the iser of a tamei person eating kachem will not take effect on a tummy person, on a tummy piece of kachem, since it was already also to be eaten. Fact, the Gemara of Yosi should hold that the iser of a tummy person should take effect because the iser of a tummy person eating kodesh is more stringent in that he would be chayiv karis, as we find he uses this logic elsewhere as well. And tomorrow, Vashi said, it may be that the iser of tummy kachem is more stringent in that the tumma cannot be removed from it by immersing in a mikvah. Therefore, we can't say that that one is more stringent than the other. Zach, the next mission is Zuchumr that the Isser of Shechita outside has over the Isser of offering a carbon outside, and Zuchumr of the Isser of the offering has over the Isser of Shechita. Mishnah says Zuchumr of Shechita is that if someone shechs a carbon outside the Azar with intent to shecht it for a person to eat, he'd be chayiv. Whereas if someone offers a carbon outside to a person, meaning in worship of the person, he'd be potter. The Chumr of offering is that if two people hold a knife and do a Shechita outside, they would be potter. However, if two people hold on to a limb of an animal and offer it up outside, they would be chayiv. Mishnah continues, if a person offered up a piece of the animal and then offered up another piece and another, Rav Shimon says he'd be chayiv a separate chatas for each act of offering up. Rav Yosi says he'd be chayiv only one carbon. He would also not be chayiv unless he offers the carbon on top of a mizbeach. Rav Shimon says he'd be chayiv even if he offered up on top of a rock or a stone. Flek digamar. One who offers a carbon outside to a person is potter because the pasuk says Lashem. The pasuk regarding shechita also says Lashem. So one who shechs outside for a person should also be potter. And furthermore, the pasuk regarding the shechita says ish ish, which teaches that he's chayiv even if he shechted for a person outside. In fact, regarding offering the carbon, the pasuk also says ish ish. Mar says that's needed to teach that if two people offer a limb together, they're chayiv. If so, in fact, my ish ish written regarding shechita should also teach that if two people hold a knife and do the shechita, they should be chayiv. And furthermore, the pasuk regarding shechita says hahu, which teaches that only when one person does shechita he's chayiv. In fact, remember the pasuk regarding offering up a carbon also says ahu, and should therefore teach that only when someone offers, when one person does the offering is chayiv. Mara said that ahu is needed to teach that one who offered up a shoygig or ba'inis or was misled into thinking it was mutter, that they are potter. In fact, remember the ahu written regarding shechita should be used to teach us as well. In fact, remember the pasuk regarding shechita says ahu twice. In fact, remember, if so, what does the word lashem in the pasuk of shechita come to teach? In fact, remember it comes to exclude the goat that is to be sent the Azazel goat, and teaches that if the goat is shechted outside, the person would be potter. The Gemara continues, Mishnah said, Choymer bihalo v'chulu. Zechmer Abraham says, Rav Shimon says, the pasuk regarding offering up the carbon outside says, ish ish, which teaches that if two people hold on to the limb and offer it, they're both chayiv. We would have thought to make a kavu choymer and say that if a shechita outside, where he's chayiv, if he shechs it for a person, he's potter if two people do the shechita, then for offering outside, where he's potter if offered for a person, then surely if two people offer it together, they should be potter. Rabbi Yosi says that Ahu teaches that if two people offer it together, they'd be potter. The pasuk only says ish ish because the Torah writes the verbiage like people speak. Zechmer Avaiter, Rav Shimon uses Ahu to teach that one who offered up a shoygig or ba'inis or was misled into thinking it was mutter, that all these people would be potter. Rabbi Yosi says the pasuk could have said who, and it says hahu, which teaches both drushes. Rav Shimon doesn't darshan the two drushes from this one word. If the ish ish written regarding offering outside is not meant to be darshan, the same should be for the ish ish regarding shechting outside. If so, how does he know that one who shechs for a person is chayiv emphatigamarim? He learns it from the pasuk of Dam Yechoshev Lo Ish Hahu, which teaches that even if he shechs for a person, he's chayiv. Mishnah then said, Hello, v'chazer v'hello, v'chulu. Zachmar Rish Lakish said, the machalikis is where one offers up multiple limbs from a carbon. In this case, Rabbi Yossi holds that the pasuk says, La sois oisoi, which teaches that he's only chayiv for offering up the entire carbon. Whereas Rav Shimon says it teaches he's chayiv separately for each limb. However, everyone would agree that if he offers up one limb in parts, he would only be chayiv one chatas. Rabbi Yochanan said, machalikis is regarding a case where where a person offers up a part of a limb from an animal that was shechted inside. Rav Shimon says he'd be chayiv because the only time a full limb is needed to make him chayiv is when the carbon was shechted outside. Rabbi Yossi says he'd be potter because he's only chayiv for the offering outside of a full limb. However, if a person offered four or five limbs outside, everyone would agree that he'd be chayiv a chatas for each and every limb that was offered up. This argues on Ula, who said that Rav Shimon and Rabbi Yossi agree that if a carbon was shechted inside and was then offered in part, even a partial limb, outside, that he'd be chayiv. Machlech is only regarding a carbon that was shechted outside and was then offered up in part. In that case, Rabbi Yossi would say that he's potter, and Rav Shimon would say that he's chayiv. Another version of Ula is that he says that everyone agrees that regarding a carbon that was shechted outside and was then offered up in part, he'd be potter. Machlech is regarding a carbon that was shechted inside and was then offered up in part, in which case Rabbi Yossi says he'd be potter, Rav Shimon says he'd be chayiv. The first version of Ula argues on Shmuel's father, who said that Rabbi Yossi would hold that if a partial piece if partial pieces pop out of the fire on the mizbech, they do not have to be put back onto the fire. Mishnah then said, "Ve'ein chayiv ad sheyala v'chulu." Zakmar Rav Huna said, Rabbi Yosef's view is based on the pasuk of "Vayivan noyach mizbech l'Hashem," which shows that it must be an erected mizbech, not just a rock. Rabbi Yechon said, Rav Shimon's view is based on the pasuk of "Vayikach manoyach eskedi ho'izim v'yasa mincha v'yal al hatzur l'Hashem," on the rock. Zakmar Rav Shimon would say, "Noyach built a taller mizbech only so it should be easier to offer the carbon." Yossi would say Menoich offered the carbon on the rock because he was told to do so by the Malach, and therefore that can't be used as a basis for future times. Mar says we can also say that Rav Shimon's view is, as he says in a braisa, that a mizbech is only needed for the mikdash, but not when bamas are allowed. In fact, Rav Yossi, the son of Chanina, asks if a mizbeach is needed for a bama, does this mizbech need to have the karnois, the horns? What about a ramp? What about a base? Does it have to be square like the mizbech in the mikdash? After the Gemara of Yirmiyah said these things are only needed for the large bama that was used for the tzibur, they would not be needed for an individual's bama.